Okay. And if you are willing to do that, let's see if we can work through the administration getting that accomplished. And again, you have my commitment. I'm going to do my best effort to be the one that I can. So, calling you to service. Buddy, unless you have some people that are...
Right now, you and Buddy both at Ambrose, right?
We do.
If you start getting emails from me in July, you'll get all my emails about tax stuff. But it's on them to tell you if they need you to attend the meeting. So you'll get the agendas in the packet so that you can be in the loop. But if they need you to attend...
There may be problems. I don't have email with mine.
She'll put those in snail mail.
I can get them to your house. As long as I have your address, I will.
Okay.
Yep, absolutely.
Great. That taken care of.
I appreciate that. Yes.
So, I guess now the new business would be the, what do we need to do to get Kerrville Middle School on the list?
How much money have we got on Travis's little account there?
No, I think see, 10 grand for the year, and we've added two at 1,500 apiece, so that's 3 out of 10.
Okay, and the mechanism to do this is we vote to do this, and do you have to have recommended money, or it's just your vote good enough, and you guys have it in your budget?
No, we have no budget.
And really, honestly, we'd rather do it more than one project at a time. Right. We've got to go pull crash data and all that stuff, so it's more efficient for us to do it more at a time.
Is there any?
If there's not any anticipated other projects coming up, we'll do it more.
Who is Kerrville's? Okay.
Yes.
We need a motion for both.
Yeah, I would make a motion to add to the matrix Kerrville Middle School to do the traffic studies to see if we can possibly add turning lanes and acceleration and deceleration lanes.
I'll second it.
Motion is second. Any discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed, same side? Motion will pass.
Yeah, it's the first step.
Mm-hmm. Is the middle school the one that's on the north side?
It is on the north side.
That is an unusual spot, really, for Tate County.
For the turn lane, Rick was saying that MoDOT has already, there's plans that have already been possibly made for that.
We did a, per a request from the school, we studied that location and determined that there was a need. So we have that study, and it has turning movement, volumes, and that kind of thing. It didn't go beyond that because there is no funding, so there's not like a plan or anything for the
You gotta bring it home before you put it in the paint.
They still be on the hook.
So guess the thing is, does anyone else have any other new business than what they discussed today?
Can I bring one thing out of the group? I'm sorry, go ahead.
What about officially renaming them?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yes. We wanted to make a motion to rename these.
Would you have a name, Ms. Wells?
Huskers Trail now is Canyon Expressway.
I'll make a motion to rename it officially as Canyon Expressway.
Second.
Been a motion and a second to rename the east-west corridor to the Tane County Expressway. Any discussion? None. All those in favor? Aye.
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 Opposed? Same sign. Motion to pass. Tane County Expressway.
Okay, I just wanted to clarify a couple of things related to the planning process, kind of sort of. When we talk about us pushing for the 65 corridor. Mm-hmm. And he's saying that that helps us because we're going to be out there doing an overlay and we can add some turn lanes and things, but we don't have the funding to actually bring it up to freeway standards. That all ties back in, the planning process ties into our five-year plan, the statewide transportation improvement plan. We update it every year. We go through a very painful process internally to put together the list of projects and how much they're going to cost, and we update that every year with inflation and changes and things like that. But we also started about 2, maybe 3 years ago doing a 10-year forecast on asset management, which means that we're looking at everything we currently own and operate and determining if we have enough funding to even do that. And so we are fiscally constrained within that STIP plan to meeting our asset management plan first, which basically means we will do taking care of the system first, and then any expansion beyond what we already have, if we have money beyond that taking care of the system. There's 7 districts now statewide. 2 districts to the north cannot even meet their taking care of the system. And because of that, because they can't even, they don't even have enough funding through the STIP to take care of their system. The commission actually voted to remove some funds, like a statewide pot of money that went to them. They gave them $10 million to try to bring them up to at least meeting just overlays and bridge repairs, and holding it at the current threshold. No additional bridge repairs, no additional overlays, just keeping it steady at what they were currently doing. We're right on the threshold. Depending on what year we are programming and what we're doing, sometimes we have a little bit of funding that we can basically play with and add to projects. We very rarely do a standalone project because you're paying for separate engineering, separate mobilization. So we try to always roll it into something that's already a current maintenance need, like an overlay or a bridge repair. So you're going to see a lot of that within the rural district because that's where we're at funding-wise. And that's why I'm saying, urging you to make that top priority, because I know that realistically that's where our funding's at now, that we don't have a lot of standalone projects that we're going to be doing out in the rural district. Our OTO funding, Ozarks Transportation Organization, they have a separate pool of funding. They could just as well be a separate district because I cannot touch their funding and bring it into the rural area. So it's just like they were another district altogether. They are in such a situation that they have their asset management covered and they can do expansion projects. And so you will see us doing interchange improvements and you will see us doing additional turn lanes and things up there kind of as standard practice now because they have met their asset management goals. They have enough funding. And it's typical with the urban areas to be that way. And it makes sense because they're going to have a lot more congestion needs and probably expansion needs over and above what they have with maintenance needs because they're maintaining a smaller system, but they also have probably more congestion issues and things like that. So that's where we're at with the urban funding. So you're going to see us doing what I call expansion type projects, and improvements above and beyond overlaying a road or building a bridge in that urban area. But we are basically right at the threshold when it comes to the ruler. We are in the process of reevaluating some of the assumptions we made with our asset management plan. You know, I mentioned the Long Creek Bridge, $35 million. We don't know where that money's going to come from. Bridge prices are going up above and beyond what we had estimated in the past. So the flexibility within our rural five-year plan is very small right now. So it's not that I do not support visionary-type projects that would take care of a lot of safety issues. I'm just being realistic with my current funding. My best chances for a county that's within my 10-county area to get any funding is if they're supporting something that's on a corridor that I know we're going to be doing maintenance on anyway. That's just the reality of right now. Vote comes up in November. That may change. I don't know. But right now, that's the current situation. So I don't want you to think that I don't support, because 76 comes up very high on our accident graph every year. I would love to do something that would take the volumes off of 76 and put them on a new, improved, safer highway. It's just that I know my reality is that I have no funding for that right now. And what little funding I have, we try to bundle it into other projects. So I just want to say that because I didn't want anybody to think that I wasn't supportive of the project, but I also am a realist, so I just know what I've got to work with right now.
One of the things that Beth talks about this, there was a day before this system in Springfield only had one pond. It did not have two. And so we found ourselves competing with urban Springfield for money. That was a very bad day where I spent a lot of time in the Truman office building testifying to change that formula. And so that formula, the one we have now, good for them that they have enough money to cover their bases, because if they didn't in the old days, they would be getting our money too, and we'd have even less. So we are a lot better off under this. Something that I think is going to be a major player in the future for these kinds of projects like the turn lanes is that we figure out a way within the county budget, and I know county road is tight now, but that we help pitch in on some dollars to do one priority project that's on MoDOT system. But we pitch in and do some of those things. And that will get some of this stuff done in a way so that maybe they could do construction management, they could do maybe a little bit of design to help with that, and then we could do some construction money to help with that, and that could cause these projects to go when nobody else could figure out a way to get them to go.
And we could that's lever, still in play.
Yeah, we could lever their skill set that is in existence right now that we would have, if we just did it ourselves, would have to pay for design and construction management and all those kind of contracting is a huge mess. Let them do their part of that and lever it with our money and stretch both budgets a long ways, and I think we could get some of these projects. I don't think that's that's the plan for every project, but one of these high priorities, like the Kirby Old School, that could turn the corner and cause that to happen. So food for thought on that.
I've got a question about a project like the Kirby Old School, and you're talking a relatively flat, straight. Is it possible? I mean, we've partnered with MoDOT before on a safety issue just to the east of there. We've covered a dip. Is that not possible to do a similar type project, only extending and putting in, say, a turn lane?
I would just have to check, Randy, because it's a fairly extensive project. I mean, we say it's simple, but I mean, when you put in turn lanes for both directions, you're looking at significant project on that roadway. And the way we approach things anymore as far as like our work zones and our safety for our work zones and everything, there's a lot of call.
But when you go out to bid for a project like that, you almost double the cost of it. Because if we do it, you're same with you, yeah. Prevailing wage. But why can't it be done pretty much similar to we've done the other. I know the other one, we just done a fill and raised the bid.
Yeah, and that's...
this one.